Hey, let's talk about Laura Parker, LauraParker. This is a 7572 date of birth, today 6/19. Chief complaint, right lower quadrant, right flank pain with radiation to the groin. Our patient is a 50-year-old woman who has had kidney stones before. Last one was in 2020 during the height of COVID. This time she was driving to go get some cookies. She was hit with the pain in the car. She became nauseous. She broke out in cold sweat, came here and used the bathroom and felt like she passed the stone. Now it's totally pain-free, but she does have a large amount of blood in the bladder with no sign of infection, period. Past medical problems, hyperthyroidism, diabetes, mild history of anemia, history of Graves' disease, surgery, tubal ligation, DNC, and thyroidectomy. Medication includes Synthroid 120 microgram, metformin 500 milligrams. She has a PCP that manages her thyroid. Last period, 5/20/03, under social, she's a benefit manager, has three grown kids, married, was buying cookies for her husband when she came down with the episode of kidney stone. Allergy, morphine, COVID immunization is up to date. She's alert, awake, she's in no distress, review of system. She's gained weight because of Graves' disease, of course. Also has a family history of stroke, palpitations. In the past, history of heart disease. Has had some issues with leg pain and arm pain. She feels like it's basically because she's gained weight. No hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure convulsion reported. 224 pounds, 99%, 98.3, 16, 85, 131 over 82. Heart positive, small positive, 2. Lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft. The tenderness in the right lower quadrant is now completely gone. Neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. The flank pain on the right side is now completely gone. Leg shows no edema. Assessment? Number one, hematuria. Number two, history of kidney stone. Number three, patient has just passed her stone. Number four, I looked at her kidneys. I don't see any evidence of hydronephrosis. Number seven, there is possible calcium densities within the bladder, most likely stones. Number eight, hypothyroidism. We looked at her her thyroid because of history of Graves' disease. The thyroid has been removed. No nodules or abnormalities found. Next one was we looked at her liver because of history of diabetes, and she does have a slight fatty liver. Next one, her gallbladder looks normal. Next one is because of leg pain and arm pain and history of diabetes. We looked at her lower extremities and upper extremities. No DVT or PVD was found. Next one is because of her palpitations, history of, we looked at her heart. No sign of valvular disturbance and or chamber enlargement noted. Next number, because of family history of stroke, we looked at her carotid. This was also within normal limits. Next number, we talked about fatty liver. Next ones, we talked about losing weight. Next number, we talked about calling me if she develops any more pain. She'll need a CT scan immediately. Next number, I gave her Toradol 10 milligram and Flomax 0.4 just for the next few days. Next number, blood work is up to date. Next number, thyroid evaluation is up to date. Next number, she was given a Cologuard by her PCP that she has not done, with no family history of colon cancer. Next number, she wants to do a mammogram through her PCP, which she will get done at a later date. Thank you.